I knew it. I knew that you were making that up. I knew that you were making that up.
Yeah, but also... I just have such a sensitivity to the ring lights.
That's fair. Do you want to turn them down?
No. I can feel myself. It's so funny, I think, sometimes. Do you think I mask?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Bit. Yeah,
I do. I can feel myself going catatonic, but we're going to film these back to back because we're brave and we're strong.
If you need a break, baby.
No. It's just, it's the caffeine. I don't know what it is, actually. No, honestly, the lights, I have such sensitive eyes. People have been making fun of me my whole life.
You do have very sensitive eyes.
My grandma told me, she said, Aaron, you need to wear sunglasses. Cause like the sun, okay, for real, okay, this is what I would do. When I was a little kid, I would walk home with my eyes closed and see how far I could go before I opened them again. And it's like you're teleporting. It's like
you're
time traveling.
Are you sure you're not autistic?
Yeah, positive. They told me. Everyone said I wasn't. Everyone literally said I wasn't.
I don't know. It's kind of giving autism but with the sensory sensitivity.
No, the lights,
I'm just saying.
The lights, they just do stuff to my eyes. Like, I'm like, how do, if we had the film ones, like the ring lights are just so aggressive for me.
Well, yeah, maybe we should look into some soft boxes.
I know, but we just don't have enough room for soft boxes.
That's not true. We can hang them from the ceiling.
We're like a little amoeba, though. We're trying to slowly assimilate all of the offices around us.
We're trying to suck up all the offices on the top floor of this building. We're getting pretty close.
We're getting. We're not close at all. We're like two. We're like a sixth of the way, a fifth of the way.
That's not true. I think we're doing pretty good.
We should have. Yeah. We do a good job, though. I do think it's funny if people are here. You can hear them leave when we start talking. Sometimes it's kind of
funny.
Okay,
but we're here on a weekend,
okay,
too.
So for real, Mickey and I, every time we come and film, so we go and get our food and
it's
we come
mostly
in.
Mostly the pod.
And
that
we come,
yeah.
Come on the weekend, because we know we're going to be loud. Yeah. And we're like, what are these fucking people doing here working on the weekend as we're pulling into work?
We're like, y'all have
work.
No fucking work-life balance.
No fucking work-life
what
balance.
What the fuck?
Just
meanwhile,
a slave to the machine.
Meanwhile.
Capitalistic scum. Look, I'm telling you, I really try to not participate in the economy as much as I can.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, me
you can
too.
Tell. Hello, everyone.
That's a ladybird joke. Yeah, hi. Welcome
great
to
movie, great movie.
We Should Unpack This.
Anyone else watch Hot Frosty? Anyone else watch Hot Frosty?
I did. I was lied
we
to.
We watched it together. So, yeah, I thought it was going to be a lot more.
I was told that it was going to be smutty, and it was not.
Also, that dude, I didn't realize that was the dude from Schitt's Creek, the doctor.
Yeah,
the
what vet. Is his name?
I don't fucking know. Not Mutt. I don't remember his
name. No, it's not Mutt. Alexis and...
I don't know.
Chad.
Yeah, he does look like a Chad now, though.
He does a little. It doesn't matter.
The movie, honestly, wasn't the worst.
I appreciated that it was like very self-aware and tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, thank God, because otherwise it was pretty bad.
Yeah, because like the cheesy Christmas movie genre is one that I can occasionally
love. Yeah,
dip my toes into.
Piggy dipping.
But. Like to just sort of unironically sit and watch them. Like I have to sit and make fun of them if I watch them.
I thought that's the point, right? They know what they're doing.
I don't know. Some people genuinely like them.
But I'm like, are the people that creating these, do they know? They knew this one. They knew.
Yes.
They knew what they were
well,
doing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It felt like it was made for me.
It felt like it was made for you. They made it just for you, Punky.
They did.
I will say decorating the house has definitely helped with the...
Woohoo!
We're getting some... The vibes. The vibes have been pretty good. Oh,
serotonin.
Also,
whoop,
God...
Whoop.
You got to say, you hate capitalism, but you love putts. I love a good putts.
Okay, but also, we buy a lot of them secondhand or from the thrift stores. Or like the antique stores, I mean.
We have one that is antiqued. Dana's Diner is the only one. Dina's Diner.
No, you're right, because we were going to buy one.
Is it Dina's Diner?
I think it's Dina's Diner.
D-I-N-A, and then Diner, of course, but I'm saying Dina.
I think it's Dina's Diner.
Dina's Diner. Dina's Dina.
It's not Dina.
It can't
That's
be Dina.
That's crazy.
Dina.
I think it's Dina.
Dina's. Wow, I've said it's Dina's dinner. Dina's diner. That's one N. Yeah.
I forgot that the most recent one that we got wasn't from the thrift store because we went to the thrift store, didn't find one, and then ordered that one. So you're right. No, you're right.
We tried really hard.
We have three new ones.
The
hard thing too is that what we're looking for is a very specific period
move.
Of time.
It's gotta move. I know.
Yeah,
but
it has
so
to move.
Though.
Or if it's like a small one, then I would appreciate the like aesthetic of it to be sort of like cutesy mid-century mod. I don't like the like super.
Google Dina's Diner.
It's Dina. No, it is.
I did it. Oh my God,
no,
I did
stop.
It.
Stop. It's Dina. It doesn't matter. It's Dina's Diner. Google that. That's kind of the aesthetic that we're going for.
Yeah.
We do have one that's called the Cocoa Cups, though. You can look at it. Actually, I'll link it on the Amazon storefront so you can see it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute.
I'm not gonna lie, the new one we got too, it's kind of expensive. I don't care. It's fine. You know what? You know what? Sometimes though, you just gotta buy some shit to make yourself.
I console myself by reminding myself that we now have no contact with any of our family whatsoever. So we don't buy Christmas gifts or birthday gifts or anniversary gifts or Mother's Day, Father's Day, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews. We don't buy nobody.
You don't get anything. Also, fuck Oprah, for she has put us in this predicament that we are in now. I don't know how to quantify it or whatever.
Fuck Oprah for Dr. Oz.
And Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
Especially fuck Dr. Phil.
Especially fuck Dr. Phil.
Fuck Dr. Phil.
Okay, but hold on. Before we get lost on a tangent.
Oh, it happens so quick. Yeah, let's do it.
No, we console ourselves by reminding ourselves that we don't spend money on those things. And we aren't really gift people, so we don't super duper spend like a lot of money on gifts or anything.
That's fair.
So I think...
I'm not going to lie. We still... Yeah,
it evens out.
It does even out. You're right.
Okay.
Also...
Yes.
That... Carded jacket, flannel jacket.
Oh yeah, my emotional support flannel.
I said buy one in every color. I don't care.
I did. This is a new one. I have another one that's like a.
You guys have probably seen these already.
Yeah, it's like a beige, like bone color. It's like white, but like off white.
Also, when you went to Philly Fat Con, I forgot to tell everyone in the last episode, you went to Patty's Pub for me.
I did.
I was so jealous.
I went to the original location that inspired the Patty's Pub in It's Always Sunny, and I got Aaron a t-shirt. It was really cute. Mm-hmm. It was very cute in there.
I'll wear it.
The football game was on when I went in there, though, and so I was like...
You were telling people are religious about the Eagles. They're like, it's not even a joke.
Oh, it's really strange. Okay, so if you live in Philly, can you shed some light on this in the comments, please? Because I want to understand what the situation is.
Camaraderie.
I don't like sports. And like here, I feel like unless you're at a sports bar on a Sunday, it doesn't really touch social or public space. Mm-hmm. You can kind of avoid it, I would say, pretty easily. But there, it was like... Restaurant,
the CVS and stuff, or like
literally every CVS that you walk into, like TV on, but also like Fly Eagles Fly on everything, like on every Stanley Cup and keychain and shot glass and sweater, but like not just in the tourist stores. Like I understand that, but it was like your regular schmegular fucking Walgreens on this. And I was like, what is going on here? Like, is it just a
thing?
Were you
close to the stadium?
No.
Okay.
If you live in Philly, do you have to like the Eagles? Is that like a thing?
You probably have to sign something that says.
Yeah. Is it like living in Winter Haven here? You know, there's a neighborhood here called Winter Haven.
You have to dress up for that, Halloween, or you have to decorate your house.
Yeah. During wintertime, it's like everybody goes and walks around and looks at the lights and stuff. It's like, but I'm pretty sure I don't know if this is true. I made it up in my head, but I'm pretty fucking sure when you go in there, it's like when you buy a house there.
No, I'm pretty sure we've talked to people. I thought you had.
Is that real? Yes. I thought I made it up in my head.
No, I think that's real.
Oh, okay, great.
Were you supposed to share dreams last episode?
Yes. I have those for you this episode.
Fuck an outline. Fuck notes.
Fuck them.
We just figure it out fuck as em. We go.
That's
fuck
our
em.
New outline. Or that's
our new thumbnail photo. Just every time. Fuck them.
That's our new life motto. It's like, fuck them.
It is. It really has become. And it also, too, is protective. And also, as long as you say something as a protective factor, you can do almost whatever you want.
Stop. Aaron's memeing. But for real, like we've been telling ourselves, like, don't forget, we die at the end of this.
Oh my God. I have to remind myself, fuck no em. One gives me a gold star at the end.
No.
Clearly, I haven't gotten one my whole fucking life.
No. So, you
who
know,
gives a fuck?
If they're not enriching and it's not realistic to change that, fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. What are you going to do? Fuck them. What are you going to do?
Kids, fuck them.
This is the grief taxes? Episode. Welcome.
Fuck them.
No.
No. Pay your taxes.
Don't get in trouble.
We have to support our new
dictator.
Fuck
the federal government, but don't get in trouble, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mickey
so,
didn't hear what I said, but that's fine.
Anyways, maybe you did. I did hear you. We saw a trend on TikTok that is probably going to be less popular at the time that this goes up. But
it's fine. We love a late to the show.
I love a trend.
We're fashionably late.
I love a trend. And I thought this would be fun for us to do.
Okay.
A little opener. Okay.
I can do this. I have. Okay. We were sharing embarrassing stories with our friend. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any. I couldn't think of any. But then I had to come up with some like two days later.
Once you uncorked it, then they all kind of started coming out.
Yeah, I like to stay pretty fucking...
yeah,
pretty wound up. Yeah, you know? You probably can't tell a lot of times because I'm pretty cool and calm, but I'm wound pretty tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's like it's such not a mystery.
It doesn't come across, right?
No.
Okay, cool.
No, not at all.
I didn't think so.
Okay.
Natural actor.
So the trend that I would love to do with you now is called We Listen and Don't Judge.
We can do this.
So we are both going to say we listen and don't judge. And then we share something one at a time.
Okay.
That like, it's not like a secret necessarily, but something that maybe we just haven't been super transparent or that like maybe we're a little embarrassed about.
I can't wait to find out. I can't wait.
You want to go first? Something that we might hold close to our chest. I'll go first.
Okay. We listen and don't judge. And don't judge?
I think, is it but?
And don't judge. No, and I like and.
I like and better.
Also, like it's just not in my blood, but I'm going to do my best.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my best. I can do this.
Really, the goal is that, like, we're going to share things, and then you're not really supposed to have, like, a reaction or, like, to freak out.
Yeah, last time I did that, we almost got a divorce.
That's not true.
It was close.
That's not true at all.
I thought we were having amnesty hour, and it was not amnesty hour.
That's not true. Okay. Anyways.
Go on.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have to do it over now.
Okay.
We listen and don't judge. Sometimes I'll know that stuff is on the floor and I'll look at it, but I don't pick it up. And then when you come home and you're like, oh, this thing's on the floor. And I'll be like, wow, I didn't realize that that was there. And then I let you pick it up for me.
Yeah. Okay. We listen
and don't judge.
I definitely put stuff up higher so that you need me. That's it. That's it. That's
okay.
We listen and don't judge.
Okay. Sometimes when I take a really long time in the shower, I tell you that it's because my showers take a lot of work and they're really hard, but sometimes it's just because I'm in there dancing. Because I play music while I'm in the shower to help with the time blindness. And I just also sometimes you get caught up, you know?
I love that. There's nothing to judge there. I love that. That's okay. The sweetest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, great. Okay. All right, ready?
Okay.
We listen and don't judge.
Okay. This one is embarrassing, I feel like, but we're not judging. Okay, so sometimes when it's just me by myself, I don't even need to caveat anything. I don't care. This is what we work on a lot in therapy. Sometimes when it's just me or I have to kill time or whatever, I'll watch stuff I would never watch with you, and I don't even care the name. Like, I'll find like saucy little shows or whatever. But especially if it's like anime or something.
Are you watching hentai while I'm not home?
We listen and don't judge.
Okay. Is it my turn now?
Yeah. Okay. I had more. I was going to go on more, but yeah, go ahead.
No, keep going.
No, it feels like I'm sneaking or doing something I shouldn't be doing. Or like I'm watching something that I'll even like clear the search history too. I got to tell you, I learned that quick growing up. Because my dad one time, he was like, why were you Googling two girls, one cup or whatever? And he was like, Aaron, you don't need to be watching that.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Okay, your dad did you a service,
no, I know,
I'm pretty sure. Because I've never seen that either,
I've heard
it's really bad and
no,
like
same.
Just scary.
And I was like, that's crazy. I've never watched it. I don't want to either.
Me either. I don't want to.
I've heard it's horribly traumatizing.
Yeah, I don't know about really the details of it. Don't tell me.
I don't want to know either. I've made
it
this far
in
my life. I would like to just die without knowing.
Yes.
We listen.
We listen and don't judge. Sometimes I will hear the dog getting ready to vomit in the middle of the night and I don't get up because I know that you'll get up with her. I don't want to get up. And sometimes I'm in various states of undress. And it's just, there's nothing more humiliating than cleaning up dog vomit off the carpet while your boobs are just akimbo. It's just not good. And so sometimes I don't get up with you.
We listen
and don't judge. We listen. And don't judge.
I definitely will eat your leftovers and tell you they went bad.
Okay.
I'll go. Oh, you're probably scared of this now anyways, right? It's been so long.
I knew it. I knew that you were making that up.
Yeah, but also you have a sensitivity to food anyway. Leftover food.
But sometimes I'll not be afraid of something, but then you say it and then I'm like, oh, I'm afraid of it now. No. I knew you were doing that to prime me. I just knew it.
Okay. Do you want to do another one?
I had one, but then I forgot it because I didn't write it down. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Got it?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We listen and don't judge. Sometimes I'll do the laundry to surprise you, you know, I'll like put everything and then I'll wash it and I'll dry it. And then I go and I fold it. And obviously I put my own stuff away. And when you do laundry just by yourself, like solo, you'll fold most of my stuff, but then just kind of like leave stuff in a pile. You don't really like put it away. So sometimes when I put your stuff away for you and you're like, wow, that's so sweet. Sometimes I put it in the wrong spots on purpose because you don't put any of my things away. Or like I'll fold them wrong. Because you're so particular about it. So sometimes I'll fold it like just, it was so slightly wrong.
I fold my underwear in a particular way so that in the middle of the night, if I need underwear, not that I need underwear in the middle of the night, it makes it sound like I'm surprised shitting myself in the middle of the night. Sometimes you have a fart you can't trust. No, because I get up before you and normally it's dark. And so I get dressed in the dark
a lot.
That's
not true. You started doing that way before. You're just really particular about the way. But
I do like to be able to open them. It's so you can open them and then I know which way they go every time.
But some of your shirts and stuff too. You like care a lot about the way the collar is aligned on some of your t-shirts even.
Yeah, to keep them from getting wrinkly. Okay.
All right. Well, that was a fun little exercise. I loved it.
Oh, do I get one more?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, no, I think I just forgot it.
We listen and don't judge.
I don't think it's that weird. But I definitely sometimes order less food because I know I'm going to get to eat yours.
Okay. I kind of knew that you did that, though. I did kind of know that you did that. Because I will always have leftovers.
You always have leftovers.
And no matter what.
Whatever you get is going to taste better than what I would have gotten.
Yeah, because I have really good taste. Because
once it's yours.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's not like your fries, if I get my own french fries, I'm going to need like two of them.
Yeah.
But if you have french fries and you tell me I can't have a lot of them.
Yeah.
No, I want most of them.
Yeah, you are that way. And honestly, I respect it. I do. Because I know that I'm going to have leftovers and it usually will make me feel a little guilty because I'm like, well, I don't want to order like this whole thing because I know that I'm not going to eat it all, but I do really want like a entree and french fries or like an entree and a side, but I know I'm not going to eat it all, but I know that I have you to eat it for.
Are there any sweet things you do for me that I don't know about? I know I'd be doing a lot for you. I could fucking.
Okay. Do we want to do that really quick?
I'll share some of mine. Yeah.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
When it gets cold, I told you this already, but I turn your faucet on for you before you get up so that the water's warm right away for you. So like when I'm in there brushing my teeth and getting ready for work, I'll turn your faucet on so the hot water is. Yeah. I don't know if it is by the time you get there. I like to think it has to be because when it comes out, it's really cold.
Yeah. No, that's nice. Okay. Sometimes I do turn my leftovers in the fridge in a certain way so that like it looks like I've like pulled them out or looked at them or whatever so that they look like more abandoned and then you'll eat them.
So that, like, if you want me just to eat your leftovers, you don't got to yank my chain.
No.
I'll do it.
I know, but I think you like getting to like sort of sneakily have them, clearly.
I do. So, yeah, clearly, yeah.
Which I didn't know you were doing that.
I'm wondering if it's just a thing where I like what I can't have. Oh, no, we did find out. I love what I can't have.
You do like that.
Love a good attachment issue.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I'm definitely like water patrol. I feel like I keep you hydrated.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I feel like I've become water patrol for the dogs.
No, how could we not?
I refill that thing so freaking often.
No, they drink and so also, much water now that Savannah's better.
Yeah, I also, like, I'll be taking those dogs outside once an hour when you're not home.
I
so that when
it.
You get home, they don't, like, I mean, they do still bother you. But so that way I can be like, no, they're gaslighting you. Ignore them. You don't need to take them out. I've already taken care of it. And that way you can just, shower or change and, wind down for the day.
I definitely will do my best to charge your headphones for you. Your AirPods, because I know you'll forget.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's very sweet of you. Thank you.
Also, I try and put things where I know you'll see them.
Yeah, you do that a lot. I noticed that.
I'd be moving stuff.
And I'm very thankful for that. Yeah.
You were like, oh, did I put that there? No. Anytime you think you put something
there, I know you did it. No, I know you did, because I know that my ass doesn't put anything where I can see it.
It's not your fault. It's the brain fog.
I also want you to know that, like, fairly often when you're not home, if I need something from up high, I will think about climbing or, like, you know, getting some, like, doing
that
something
is,
stupid yeah. that I shouldn't be doing. And I'm like, nah, I'll just wait for Aaron, because I know he likes it.
I have to.
I know
it.
You like it. So I'm like, it's fine.
I have to build in usefulness.
Yeah. And that's not true. I would keep doing these.
That's so nice. Thank you. That's so sweet.
Okay. Let's talk about our very sad sack subject today.
All right, let's get sad.
Which is grieving. We talked last week about the election and some life updates. We told you guys that we were going to talk about grief more specifically
this week.
It feels
so long ago, but it was literally like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. We batch film these episodes.
Hello, us in the future.
In case you didn't know. Sometimes.
Right now we are. I don't know why you need to know that. We like to really we're breaking the fourth wall.
The immersion. Really. Also, when you edit that, I wonder if you might be able to see some of the food that I just regurgitated just now.
Oh.
So, yeah, we obviously have a fair amount of, like, collective grief going on. We talked about that last episode.
I'm sure,
like,
all of us.
Yeah, politically, it's going to continue to be an issue, I think, that, like, especially as things advance and we get closer and closer to Inauguration Day, I think we're just going to feel...
Oh, it's not stopping there.
But I think for a lot of people, Inauguration Day sort of serves as this, like, okay, it's official. There is no longer hope of, like, some kind of miraculous recount issue or, like...
Just get rid of that shit right now. That's just gone.
You're more of a nihilist than I am. I think there's a tiny part of me that is like, maybe, and I don't think that that's...
Nope.
Like, the logical part of my brain knows that that's not true, and that's just me sort of holding on to a conspiracy out of, like, a difficulty in reckoning with my current circumstances. But, you know, in the same way that I'm like
the delusion,
in the same way that I'm like, maybe they'll just find a tumor and then they'll cut it out and then I'll be better.
I have never wanted you to have a tumor so bad in my whole life.
Which is crazy.
I mean it in no ill way.
No, but that's a crazy, like, thing to say. And I agree.
I want you to have a tumor pushing on some little vein
a
or
small,
blood cell or something
benign. Like, just a little guy,
Cut some kind of strange little growth in there. We'll go today.
Yeah.
Get it out.
That would be so much better than the current circumstances. Something small and benign and relatively, like, easy to access and, you know.
Do you ever have a pain or something and you're like, oh, I wonder if that's cancer?
All the time.
Oh, really?
All the time.
That makes me feel so much better. Me too.
Yeah. No, but I know about myself too that I'm, like, very much a health hypochondriac.
That's fair.
Like, I sometimes wonder if I might have a touch of the OCDs a little bit.
I feel like definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I meet a fair amount of the diagnostic criteria. I told my therapist that, actually.
Oh, that's so
what she
funny.
Said?
Yeah, she was right for
said?
This.
She was like,
right.
No, Mickey, let's not do that. She was like, let's not add any more labels. You don't need to be doing that. She's like, I think we have enough to deal with right now.
Honestly, she was so real for that. That was, like, the only way to address that. We both got interrupted. Yeah, I got interrupted in therapy too.
Yeah.
Yeah, my therapist was just like, Aaron, I'm just going to stop you there. It's shame, dude. He's like, it's really just shame. You're having a shame response. It's really, like, it's not that deep.
He's like, it's not that serious.
He said, it's pretty straightforward, actually. And I was like, I was too stunned to speak. And I was like, you're not even wrong.
I just started laughing.
You're not
I was
even
like,
wrong.
You know what, Joe? You're right. Yeah. You are so right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Sometimes you just got to get called out.
Yes.
And really, like, honestly.
Those are some of my favorite moments in therapy, honestly, where I'm like, you know what? You are so real for that. Thank you.
Like,
thank you. Because I'll yap all day. I'll yap myself into a circle if you don't stop me.
We yap so much, we record it and put it on for other people to listen to us yap.
That's true. We do.
How do you want to talk about this?
Well, I think it would probably help for us to be more specific about the things that we're grieving.
Okay.
We talked last episode about my illness stuff. I'll link the episode in the description in case you aren't up to date. But we talked about my trigeminal neuralgia diagnosis, which, if you're not familiar, basically it's when one of the nerves that runs from the back of your skull to the front of your skull.
And it goes like this, right?
Yeah.
It looks like this.
It
does. The nerve looks like this.
It does. Yeah, no, it branches here and it branches here. And then the third branch is at the bottom.
Oh, I thought it was four. Three.
It's only three. Yeah.
Trigeminal.
Trigeminal.
Got it.
And basically what happens is that typically at the base of your skull, there is a blood vessel that is a little bit too close or a little bit too wide that pushes on that trigeminal nerve and it compresses it, which causes that nerve to wild out do all kinds of crazy things.
Go crazy.
She goes crazy all in your face. And so mine is right, like the middle part of my brain, yeah. part of my face. And so it affects my front tooth and my like my philtrum right here, my upper lip. And then in case you're not familiar, the pain that you get with trigeminal neuralgia.
Describe the pain.
There's different types. I have trigeminal neuralgia 1, which is the classic type, which basically if there is a stimuli introduced, then you experience pain.
What does that pain feel like?
TN2 is like constant, never ending, like burning or
oh, the burning like one sounds aching. Awful.
Yeah, it sounds terrible. But the one that I have, the pain that I experience is like if somebody stuck an ice pick in your ugh. Face and then hooked it up to a car battery, basically. It's just like right in your fucking face. It's the worst. And like most, it's shocking, honestly. Literally. The first time that it happened to me, like immediate tears. And like, I feel like that says something too, because my pain tolerance is pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I've like, you know, I've taken some strays in my time, you know, I've taken some zingers in my time.
Yeah.
I broke my arm when I was a kid. And, you know, like I experienced chronic pain fairly regularly.
You fell down a lot too.
I fell down a lot. Down,
yeah. Loose appreciation.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, when I was in college, I caught my toe on like an uneven edge of pavement and like like fucking road rash all down the front of me, and I got up and was like,
that was the last time I just kept running for a while. Yeah,
I just kept running.
That was the last time you went running there for a while, wasn't it?
I think so, actually. Yeah,
yeah. I guess.
But also because of the embarrassment, because I knew the people in the houses in front of me saw me.
I don't
me,
care if I ever like, fall down while I'm running, I'm rolling and I'm getting right, like I'm not stopping. I'm gonna cry run.
I stood up for one second and was like, and then I just fucking kept running.
I remember so many times being a kid falling on my bike, scraping at my knees and just and just riding back, just crying. Just crying, riding.
Poor baby Aaron. Oh, man. But yeah, I mean, like, you know, I am in chronic pain with my neck and shoulder and all that. I mean, that's why I got my boob chopped off. And like, I'm just kind of like whatever about it, you know? But this was like immediate tears. I like did not know how to process that. Cause also it's shocking. Like it's so,
I thought it was a root canal,
like it catches you off guard. You're like, God damn it. Like what the fuck was that? Yeah, that's what we're working with. That's why I'm on carbamazepine and gabapentin and these other medications that are typically anti-seizure meds, but they also work for this because they basically tell your nerves to shut the fuck up.
And yeah, we've definitely been grieving the like, oh, this will get better. It doesn't get better, actually. It just keeps somehow getting worse.
Yeah, the side effects of those medications absolutely fucking blows. It makes me feel like I can't think.
I think it's crazy.
Talk.
Like anything else. Like, it's wild to me, like, anything else, but you, like, literally got a fucking disease that affects the one way, like, talking, your
the one
brain.
Way that I make money, also.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that is hard, too, is that obviously, it's a primary part of my job as a therapist. I need to be able to speak and write effectively, right? Yep. Those are the two main parts of the fucking job.
Yeah.
And on top of that, obviously here for the channel, you know, we write outlines and then we film videos to talk about the things. But besides that, like I have always been a very effective writer. I've always been really good at writing.
Oh, yeah.
One of the
best communicators I know.
I've also always been a pretty effective speaker. Even you know, like I've gotten that feedback my whole life. Yeah. That like I'm a very impassioned speaker. I'm very emotional and I'm like very convincing, you know, like I'm really like good at presenting an oral argument, and to have that taken from me is something that just, it feels like a sick joke, honestly.
You couldn't even wrote that into a movie or something, you know what
I'm
saying?
No, like, yes.
You could,
it's a fucking
like,
Lifetime movie thing.
Yeah. The therapist who can't therapize or like, you can't therapize.
Well,
you know, like
yeah,
a,
well, and I think,
I'm trying to think of a catchy name for it, but nothing came.
That's okay. I think that was catchy enough. I think the hard part for me is just that, like, it's something that I have always liked about myself, that I'm an effective speaker and a good writer, and that, you know, I can utilize those things for good, and that I have, you know, made a living off of those things times two now, you know, and so to have that taken from me feels like, okay, because I feel like what is happening is that I'm sort of locked in between these two choices that both fucking suck.
Oh, genuinely.
One is to just be in like a life-ending amount of pain.
You can't function.
Where I can't talk.
You weren't able to drink water.
Yeah, I couldn't open my mouth enough to drink water or to eat. You know, I couldn't talk. Like, yeah. I had to write up my symptoms and have Aaron read it to the ER doctors. I look like
a fucking crazy person, but...
Yeah. Yeah, they thought I was having a stroke or that I was... They were, like, really about to call the psychiatric people. Yeah. I was like, no!
It's not like that.
I'm just in pain. So, like, I have that option or the option to take these medications that make me, like, functional, but, like, just enough.
Yeah.
Because that's the other part about it that's really embarrassing is that, obviously, I'm not going to give... every Tom, Dick, or Harry that I interact with, my medical history.
No,
and so
no.
Sometimes I'll be talking to people and I do the thing where I like stumble over my words or I like have like a bad stutter sometimes where I'll say the same thing over and over again. And I'm like, Tom, Tom, Tom. And then I have to like stop. Yeah. And it's so fucking embarrassing. Yeah. And like, I know that it's not and it's fine. And like lots of people just have stutters because that's fine. Or like, you know, aren't really effective speakers or just like get lost or whatever. But like for me, it's just like... like, fuck, man. Yeah. Like, I think it's also hard when, like, people and doctors don't take me seriously then because I'm not.
Oh, God, it makes you
feel. It makes you feel like a child. Like, you just feel like you're this big.
Yeah.
You know?
And also getting to witness it, too. Like, I've been going to all your doctor's appointments with you now, and I feel like that's helped a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
But, like.
Still, it's like having mystery also, like, illnesses is a shitty.
We sit here and we watch Grey's, and every time I'm like, damn, must be nice to have a doctor that cares that much. Like, I think the realest part of the show is they're like, oh, yeah, we're just going to give you some meds for this and send you along your way.
Go home.
And
yeah.
the mom was like, and then what? And she's like, hopefully you don't have to come back.
Yeah,
literally. And I was like, now that's the realest thing that's been written on this whole show. Because like
actual ER doctors
a doctor are. Being like, we didn't figure out what it was through all these scans, but we're going to do this.
We're going to do more.
And we'll do this.
Don't worry.
And we'll do more. And we'll figure it out. And I was like, that's so fake.
Yeah.
All the
that is not
blood,
anybody's
guts, and everything
experience.
Else. Like, nope. No. Not even the fakest thing in the show.
No, and especially the women.
That's, oh, my God.
You know, any, like, woman or femme or AFAB person, that is not our experience.
It's so hard to watch, like.
Yeah.
It just rough. Makes you feel powerless.
It does. It does.
As if you need any help with that.
I know. Yeah. And so I am sort of coming to grips with the fact that I, like, this is it. This is my life.
Yeah.
The treatments for these things or for this thing is like really invasive, surgical.
The real brain surgery.
Yeah. Which costs a whole fucking fuck ton of money. Or some other things that are ever so slightly less invasive, but less likely to work. And like they're newer. And so it's like recommended that you have like an expert in the field perform the procedure, which like fucking good luck getting a hold of
literally
any neurologist, let alone, you know, like
an
a
expert.
Yeah, like a well-regarded one that's like has awards and, you know, the whole thing. Yeah. Like that's fucking not.
Yeah. No Derek Shepherd for you.
No. And so I just feel sort of like caught between these things where I'm like, I guess this is my life now. And I think that's just been a hard thing for both of us to sort of orient around. We talked last episode too about how I think it's given us a greater appreciation for chronically ill and disabled people. Because the thing that we do as a society where we like silver lining
stuff.
You
don't realize
how
much you just, especially as able-bodied people.
Yeah.
You just assume it'll get better. Like,
yeah.
Like a cold. Like everything's
like
a cold.
Or like if it's not going to get better, that there's something you can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's not.
And like, nope, actually, there's not.
There's not. And the thing that is hard is that, like, obviously that's painful for me, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not jazzed about that thing being true. But what's even more uncomfortable is telling the people that you love about it and witnessing their discomfort feeling an impulse to caretake them about, like, well, but, you know, I'm doing okay. And, like, I'm not doing okay,
no, you have
actually.
To, like, put on a performance to, like, make the other person feel better.
Yes, because people are really uncomfortable with the answer of, like, no, it will not get better, and no, I'm not doing okay. You know, like, that's just the truth, and people sort of, like reel away from you in this sort of shock and horror of, like,
no,
oh.
I have to, like, genuinely remind myself and, like come back to, like, this is not, like, oh, like, just one more, like, it's not, like, going and getting your MRIs
fixes
it's
anything.
Like, oh, just one more thing. Like, we get these and then we get whatever and then you're better. You know, like,
no.
We might have just done these you might have just had to sit in there for 2 hours for fuck
for
all.
For nothing.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Which I probably did, honestly.
Yeah, but we
not for nothing, I guess, just to, like, rule out something, which is good. Like, it's good to rule out something like MS, which is really scary, obviously. but I don't think it's that. I really don't. I don't have any of the other symptoms. Yeah. It doesn't match at all. So I think it's much more likely that it's a compressed blood vessel or a compressed nerve that you just can't do nothing about. And it's just, you know, it's really sad and shitty.
I wonder, do a lot of other people, or I guess if you guys can like chime in, do a lot of other people with like long-term, like incurable or like just like conditions,
chronic. Yeah.
I always forget the word chronic. Chronic. I feel so silly.
It's chronic as opposed to acute. Acute is the things that you can like heal and get rid of.
Yeah. Chronic. I like, is that something you guys are experiencing as well too? Like, is that difficult? I can't imagine you're having a, nothing is ever an original experience.
No.
So I think it's just.
Yeah. I would be curious to hear your guys' opinions too and like feelings about your loved ones, especially struggling with that. And like, them not really being able to sit with the reality of the fact that like, no, it doesn't get better.
Cause it's not, but it's like a bit of a journey to like, you really have to like rewire your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that video you showed me of the synapses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. That was so cool.
We saw a little video of like neurons under a microscope.
And they're like doing this. They're like, and then they slowly,
and then they finally reach each other.
Oh my God. Their little arms. Cool. That was neuroplasticity. I told Mickey, I'm like, that's neuroplasticity. And she's like, yup.
It sure that shit is. Cool. Our brains are so cool.
Yeah.
Except for when they're
too bad
broken.
So many people waste them. But,
fucking Trump supporters. All of that to say that I think at the core of it, really what I'm contending with is having to grieve the life that I lost. You know, the things that I like don't get to do now. But also, this is the thing I'm having like the hardest time with, is the life that I had imagined for myself.
Ugh.
All the future things that you sort of, you know, I mean, I think everybody does this where you like sit and draw up this image of what you think your life is going to look like in 10 years from now. Yeah. And like the things you want to accomplish and, you know, all of that. And like some of that is not reachable for me anymore, you know, and it's not to say that like, you know, in the brain fog and all of that, like, sure, I can like work through that and whatever.
Like one more thing to overcome. Right? Though.
Yeah, sure. But like there are very much things that are just outside of my reach now. And like that's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
Because I've always been a person that's just like, no, I'm going to do that anyways. Yeah. You know? And
you should still, but I know it's not like.
Well, but I mean,
anymore.
Like I literally can't.
Yeah.
You know, like there are things that I just genuinely cannot do. And that's really hard. It's a really hard and scary thing to just be like,
also, it sucks because, like, no fault of your own. Again, like, this is just that thing where, like able-bodiedness and stuff, like, we really just be taking it for granted.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you
well,
know,
and it's also
not
like
that you were doing that, to be clear, but, like.
Well, I mean, I think I was probably a little bit, but I think ableism is also a thing that is so pervasive in our world, in our culture, that we assume that, you know, disabled people, first of all, look a certain way, but also like they're in a corner over here. You know, disabled people are people who, you know, sit in care homes and like they're not even aware that they are disabled. And so we don't really have to feel bad for them. And like, that's not true.
I mean, like Disney Channel movie people like that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, like, and we like to put people
you're
in
so
boxes.
Brave and
yes.
You've overcome so much, you know,
yes,
like
exactly.
But also like this is not like again, like the thing where like it's not fair. Like,
no.
Why do you have to be, like, more resilient than other, like...
Yes. It's
like,
exhausting.
You, again, are, like, in a position where you need to be more resilient to do what some people are doing, the bare minimum.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Just to have people turn around and tell you, like, wow, you're such an inspiration to me. Fuck you.
No. Like, no, I'm not your fucking feel-good story.
Yes, exactly. This is not a Lifetime movie, you know? It sucks. It's shitty and it's sad and... Yeah. I don't know. I think... The hard thing about grief, too, I mean, I've been talking with my clients about this endlessly, about the election stuff, too, is that, like...
I feel so bad. You just have to, like, continually...
Yeah.
Yeah, because you...
It's a time. I won't lie to you. Yeah. I mean, I do really love my job, to be clear. I love my job, and I wouldn't give it up, necessarily. Yeah. Like, I value the work that I do very much, and I think, you know, in normal circumstances where I didn't have, like, 85 things that had all coalesced to be fucking difficult.
Yeah, I know we're laughing about it.
A little less.
We're laughing about it because if we don't, we'll cry.
Yes. But yeah, I do really love my job, but it is like a hard thing because you're like, okay.
It reminds me of the COVID time. Like, how are your sessions? Like, talk about COVID all day.
Yeah.
You know, like.
And I still don't have answers.
And again, too, I think just again to prove the point that like no one is having a unique individual experience. Like,
yes.
We are all.
Please know that you're not alone.
We are all, unfortunately, in fucking
similar
fuckville together. Yeah. Not the good kind.
Yeah. not the fun.
Not the fun kind.
Yeah. I think it's also important to know that and be aware of that because, you know, especially with the, well, and with the shame around that, sometimes we feel like, am I the only one who can't cope? And like, oh no,
not even close. Not trust even and belief.
Everybody is having a meltdown in their office when people are not looking, they're just not telling you about it. Cause we're all ashamed of them.
Yeah.
You know, and we shouldn't be. Because you're right, we should just have them.
Yeah.
We should get to just feel that. The thing that I'm just trying to like work through now, I mean, you know, I've been like talking with my therapist about this a bunch, is just like finding ways to cope and like not in a like grounding techniques kind of coping, you know, but in a like finding a reason to live kind of coping.
As wicked as it sounds, but also important.
Really scary. I'm okay. Also important. I'm okay.
I won't
you
let
know.
Nikki go anywhere. Don't worry.
No, I'm okay. And I'm going to like, you know, I think experience a period of time that is less emotionally overwhelming than this one.
I would like to think, but, I mean, you can't have all of these things happen all the time.
You know, maybe let's not tempt the universe.
You know, you're right.
But no, I think it's just trying to find like a purpose and also trying to find like joy again.
Yeah.
You know, has been interesting.
You got to try really. I tell you what, they've been making it hard.
Yeah.
I don't know who they are, but they make it difficult sometimes.
I've been trying to find an outlet also because the thing, actually, I'm very curious about this. For those of you that are also going through grief, whether it's because of chronic illness or disability or because of the election or, you know, whatever. Are y'all also like just murderously angry or is that just me?
I felt so angry lately. Okay. I've been so angry lately.
Because
I haven't felt this way in a long time.
Like so like, angry.
I don't feel bad at it. I don't take any of it back either. But the last episode, like there's a lot of rage.
Yes.
There's a lot of rage. Oh, you want to talk about the rage room?
Yeah. Yeah. I did go to a rage room. Because I've been talking with my therapist about it a lot. And like the thing that keeps coming up is that I'm just so fucking mad. Yeah. Like I'm just filled with rage. And like, I want to be clear. I'm not like a danger to anyone. I have no desire to be violent towards anyone. But I am
sometimes
like,
I just go break some shit.
Yeah. Well,
there's a catharsis to
it. I was a little bit let down. I won't lie.
It sounds like it's gotten watered down. Like you can definitely tell when, you know, people have like tried to either sue or like someone's gotten hurt or like something's happened.
Well, yeah. And it also just felt very male.
That's the thing I talked like, I did not go with you.
No, because that's not really your thing.
No.
You don't really process rage or anger physically. I think you're
like,
more of like an emotional processor.
I want to emotionally hurt someone.
Well,
that's like not really true. Badly. When I'm mad?
You want to emotionally hurt people? I mean, that way.
But I felt that way lately.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I guess, because I was like, I'm never enacted that.
I'm not a physically angry person.
No.
To you, I would never.
That's fair. Fair enough.
Yeah. I just take it out at people. Like not a great quality.
Like who?
Well, no, I don't actually do it, but it would feel nice. Okay. It feels like it'd really feel nice. Okay. Like just say some shit that they'd be thinking like 20 years from now, they'd be like, damn, that person, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like,
I won't lie to you. I have done that and it does feel good. It feels as good as you think it does until you're not angry anymore. And then you feel like absolute dog shit about it.
Yeah,
don't do it.
I normally keep a list of things that I feel like would really like if I had to like really cut someone deep.
You're gonna say a list of people.
No. Just
like, oh my god.
I do like you know you hold
like
people close.
The shower conversation thing.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah,
I do like keep of like if I had to like
we
really,
all do that.
You know, like cut someone deep. I feel like I could do it.
Yeah,
emotionally.
Yes. Yeah. No, I hear that.
No physical violence.
No, but like
that's a fine thing to say.
Keeping tabs of people's
it's just the daydream
sore spots.
Thing. Yeah, like if I was gonna like quit.
Yes.
Like, yes.
Like
what like, you're.
You know what your boss is like
fuck
buttons
you,
are.
Fuck you. You're cool. Yes.
Yes. That moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's very relatable. Yeah. So you didn't go with me to the rage room because you're not really like physically angry like that.
Yeah, I had a thing growing up that it doesn't.
I think we talked about that in the trauma.
Maybe we did, yeah. But yeah, that just doesn't hit the same. It doesn't hit.
Yeah, it's not for you.
Not for me.
And I think, I mean, I know, we all know that, well, maybe you don't, if you don't know, I'm an astrology girly.
Oh, people know.
I'm sure most of you know. But my moon is in Aries, which is a very like physical, you know, like sign.
Yeah.
And so I do think,
love.
I mean, that's also why I love running, right? Is that it's a vehicle for me to just like,
I know about it,
you know. But I went to the rage room and I was kind of disappointed, honestly. Both because it felt very male, right? The whole thing is just very like aggro. But also because it's basically like a room filled with trash, but like on the floor.
Yeah, the floor part is weird to me. Really
what
weird.
I really like is this comes up for me sometimes while I'm running, especially because I mostly listen to like angry music when I run because I find it propels me to run, you know, faster.
It's your gas.
If I'm
okay.
If I'm listening to like happy go lucky music, then like I'm walking, or I want to like I want to strut. Yeah, I want to be, you know.
I feel like that's totally fair.
But I don't want to, I want to run when I'm angry.
You want to run angry.
But sometimes what happens when I'm running and listening to angry music is I'm like, I could punch something right now, you know? Or like for me,
that's
the
why you come home like that sometimes.
The thing that comes up for me a lot is like wanting to take a baseball bat and hit through drywall.
Oh, that's not, I bet that's so satisfying.
Yes. Or like really good. When
drywall I could definitely do that like some yeah. home demo.
Yes.
Like, I want to go demo a house.
Exactly.
That, okay, like rage room.
There's nobody around. Like. Yeah, there's nobody around. I don't want to like hurt anyone or yeah. like scare anyone, but just the sensation of like physically pushing through a barrier like that with like oh. an implement would be very satisfying.
And the sound and like yeah. the yeah, I feel like
I think
like
it would be
tactile-y.
Like an emotional like a sensory
yes.
catharsis, you know?
We should just buy drywall and bring it next time.
I thought about that. I did strongly consider
I'm
that.
Sure they have a rule against it, I'm sure. Go
probably.
On.
But so this place was like fine. They had like a little thing where you can pay like an extra like $10 or something.
Yeah.
And they put like a large appliance in there. So they gave me a TV, which was like fine. But like, first of all, it's on the ground. And so like, you can't really like hit that very because you're like bent over and your back hurts.
Yeah, like you're not golfing.
No. And they only gave me a crowbar. They didn't give me a baseball bat, which I was really bummed
like
about.
At the bare minimum, it should be a baseball bat.
Or you should get to pick, I feel.
Yeah, like fucking
I would love the option.
Like,
yeah, let me choose like a hammer, a crowbar, or a baseball bat.
Like a sledgehammer would be not
literally.
Even. Like, that would be, oh, that'd be like top tier. Like even if you had to pay for it, I feel like
I would be.
Can I upgrade $10 for the fucking baseball
yes.
bat?
Yes. Let
like
me
a video
do that.
Game?
Yes.
A crowbar sounds so not set. Like,
but also, too, like, I really want a wood baseball bat. I want yeah. a wood baseball bat through drywall.
I want to break. Okay, now you're kind of selling me on it. Well,
you see?
If it was a house, like, I want to demo a house. Like, I want to break something down. I don't want to just
beat
a fucking
yeah.
inanimate object.
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing, too, is that, like, there was a couple of moments where, like, you start to, like, get emotional. And, like, that's
yeah.
what happens for me, too. Like, when I broke down that. Recliner
satisfying.
To fit it in the trash can. Like that was for a purpose,
sure.
first of all.
Yeah.
But also it was like, I don't know, like, cause wood like crunches and like actually smashes. Trying to break or like hit metal is like not cathartic for me. Because first of all, it like rings back up through the crowbar if you hit it at the wrong angle and it hurts your
yeah.
hands. But also the gloves they gave you were like really thin, so I still have blisters on my hand.
The gloves they gave you, that's crazy.
They were
literally talking about keeping people safe, but they were the little fucking thin
yes,
mechanic gloves.
Because I truly was anticipating like the dad like leather garage
yeah.
gloves, and they were not those. It was literally like stretchy.
At that point I'm like, should you have just brought your own?
Really thought about it. I'm glad I wore my Docs because the ground was covered in broken glass.
That's crazy.
Also,
they're not cleaning up in between.
Well, no, because I think the stuff like
yeah.
the more like broke. It's like a graveyard of broken TVs,
sure.
basically. And there's
sure.
like, you know, like a metal tube and I don't know, some other stuff. But it was like fine.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like it was really the catharsis that I was looking for.
It also too. Can you
saying.
Like yeah like you're just like I just picture you like bent over like
yeah.
you're like on fucking what's that duty like hard labor or whatever and you're just breaking rocks.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was a stack of like two tires in there that they had propped the TV up on.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh okay. So I like re-propped the TV up. Thankfully the crowbar like obviously it had the hook at the end.
Yeah.
And so it had like where it used to be attached to a like a thing to mount it on the wall. And so anytime the TV would like slip and fall, I would just use the crowbar to like scoop it back up
yeah.
and like stand it back up basically. And then it was like sort of vertical so I could like wail on the side
but
of
also
it.
You said you couldn't see shit because the glasses they gave you were fogging up.
Well, yeah, because they gave me like a paintball
oh,
mask.
And the speaker.
Oh my God. They gave me a paintball mask that like obviously I'm heavy breathing. And so there's like fucking my own spit congealed in the, not congealed, but you know, like all fucking
fogging
in the,
up.
Yeah, in the eye part of the mask. So at what, and they also, they're very serious. There's a camera trained on you at all times, which like fair for security
safety,
and safety reasons.
Yeah, sure.
But they're very serious about like, if you take that mask off while you're doing shit, game over. Like we're going to pull you out of there. So don't do that. And so I'm like fair, but I can't see, dog. I feel like
that's more like, dangerous.
This is a safety hazard. Yes. I'm going to fall down.
I would be more mad about that.
Because I can't see my immediate surroundings. So I had to, like, with these stupid fucking, like the plastic lined little gloves, I like pulled my mask away from my face and then like in the fucking eye holes so that I could see again, which lasted a grand total of 5 minutes.
Seconds, yeah.
And then they give you a speaker on like online. It says like, you know, Bluetooth speaker that you can connect to, blah, blah, blah. Thing was this big.
Embarrassing.
Which also, like, I know that this business is making money, probably hand over fist, enough to buy like a JBL. At
I'm surprised
least.
They don't even
like
have speakers
in there. Tube one, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, put a fucking.
You could buy a big one.
Something.
Surely. I thought about bringing my AirPods too, but afterwards I was glad that I didn't because the idea of me being recorded by this camera, because it has audio also, camera just listening to me go and like fucking scream crying while I'm listening to my music makes
but
me want to die.
The, like, I'm glad they have cameras on you for safety purposes, but the idea of being perceived like that sounds fucking horrible. I don't like that at all.
I know.
I hate that.
I'm like, should we just take one panel of drywall and like
we'll
just
put it in the backyard and
beat it to shit in the backyard and then throw it away? Or like,
I feel like that might have been more. How much does a thing of drywall cost?
I don't know.
How much could a banana, cost?
Yeah, I don't know. So I tried that. I listened to the Bo Burnham Inside soundtrack and made an angry painting. That was nice.
That painting is sick. That
it's a cool painting.
Cool.
I have grown to like it more.
I love
now
it.
That
I
mean, some time has passed.
Yeah, I think it's gorgeous.
But thank you. That's very nice.
Yeah, I mean it.
But yeah, so I've tried that. I don't really know what else to try as like a, because I need. Like something, because my therapist was like,
you need an outlet.
She's so nice. She was like, I'm sensing that there's a lot of energy that just needs to sort of be channeled into something productive. Mickey.
You're right. You're right. Like, there is.
Yeah. And she was like, okay. So she's like, I think it needs to be something where you can just kind of let the energy flow without having to like think about it so much, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, yeah. So what you're saying is I'm a dumb himbo and I need to like, I was like, yes.
You're like Karlach raging.
Literally. Yes. Except that I can't burn down a building. Oh,
that,
so.
No, that would be satisfying. All the crackling wood and stuff.
I feel like it would scare me. Fire scares me.
But also in the way that burning down a building, like old medieval buildings,
uh-huh.
like the thatch roof and stuff,
yes.
would be satisfying.
Yeah.
To watch that burn, but also sure. like in a way
where you're not
going to
like burn down
game.
A city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
I'm not going to hurt anyone. Yeah.
Totally, totally, totally.
But yeah, I don't know what else to try. If you guys have suggestions, let me know.
Do you want something violent? Or like,
it doesn't have to be violent necessarily so much as it does need to be like physical, because I intellectualize my whole life.
Yes.
And so if it's something that I have to think about,
oh, yeah,
then I'm going to think my emotions to death and then they're gone.
Yeah.
So like physical pursuits help me to not be intellectualizing so that I can like allow the emotion to move through
yeah.
me. Rather than it being like just up here.
I feel like it's that thing too where like it needs to be something that's like accessible and quick too.
Yes.
Because like if
yes.
you got to think about it or set it up or do whatever,
yes.
then like that's not.
Because that was the other problem with the rage room is like you have to make an appointment.
Make an appointment. You have to drive over there. You have to get suited up. You have to get situated.
Yeah. And so then by that time I'm like, I'm kind of
That's
good.
How I feel about too. Like sometimes I'll talk.
I'm not good
that's
on
what I'm
this.
Saying. Like sometimes you talk about something and you're like, and like you like take a breath and you're like, ah, never mind. My brain came back online.
Yeah. yeah. Like never mind.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, it needs to be something that is like pretty quick and accessible.
Yeah.
Something that I can reasonably do it. That's why I like running.
Oh, dude.
Because I'll get mad, work myself up at home, and
yeah.
be like, you know what? I gotta go.
I'm out of here.
I'm going for a run.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Yes.
You know? So yeah, let me know if you guys have suggestions about that. We do have some other grief stuff though.
What do we have?
I mean, you're getting fired.
By no fault of my own, just downsizing.
It's a sick job.
There's a downsize happening.
Yeah, yeah, your job carries our health insurance.
Yeah, and that's really all. That's all I really care about.
Yeah, there
also,
was
that's
some.
Never become more important in my entire life than now.
Yeah. Yeah. There was some
yeah.
just like again some like real act of God circumstances.
One thing after another. One thing after another. You know.
That you. Are getting laid off essentially.
Yeah. So looking for jobs. We'll find something.
Looking,
I mean, I'll find something.
Yeah, but like also like we
also
might
the,
find something in a place that we don't want to go.
I know. I can't believe we're actually gonna have to talk about moving. We like it here.
We like
I like
it
Tucson.
Here. We like it here, but we might have to move somewhere.
You have said you wanted to live somewhere else. Yeah. No, we're looking at we looked at Colorado.
Yeah.
We looked at Washington.
Yeah.
We looked at Oregon.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Florida.
Yeah. Which again, in what is only a cruel twist of fate that would happen to me.
The belly of the beast. The belly of the beast.
Well, that too, but also that seeming like one of the options that is like least likely to fall through.
Or like to happen. Oh, yeah. Least likely to fall through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all of the other ones are like maybes.
Like hard maybes.
But like if we wanted to like firmly say yes and like do the thing, we could end up in like basically the deep south in a few months.
I just again like, you know, and I've always had like I've never been like, oh, just get you just go out, get a job, you know, like never. I know. Like I cannot express how fucking it is hard finding a job.
Impossible right now.
It is crazy.
Impossible.
Also, I didn't go to school either, so like,
yeah,
I still don't agree with college. Like, I can see it, but like, also like a bachelor's is like, fuck all now.
Oh yeah,
like
that's not worth anything.
Doesn't even. I think regular seeing masters.
Yeah.
Like requirements.
And even
like,
then,
crazy.
It's like a master's with like 12 years of experience.
Also, yeah, that was the other thing too. Is like a bachelor's, but then paying them like fucking. Like fucking 20, but like I'll just go work at a gas station.
$15
fucking,
an hour for your bachelor's degree and your 10 years of experience.
Maybe I take Dog Dash
on the road.
On the road, you know? But yeah. I guess I can just edit videos for other people too. Yeah, I think it's just the grief and knowing that like hard work, it don't really matter.
Well, and also too, like loyalty doesn't mean anything.
Loyalty doesn't mean shit.
No. Because it's kind
of the thing
too where like you are good at your job. You know,
I think so.
Do okay. Clearly, everybody else does because they work you to death.
It's true.
And even though you did everything right and you like
you're supposed to,
never late, you worked hard, you did all the things, you made friends with all the right people.
Yeah.
You're still getting fucked just like everybody else.
Yep.
It's like the A-star student thing. We're like,
it don't matter.
Why did we do this?
No, literally.
Why did we fucking do this?
Yeah, that's like the me not going to college and you going to college and like.
Yes. Well, and that's the other thing. Yeah, that's hard too, is that like we're both kind of in similar situations of like, where do we go from here? Like, how do we move forward from this in a way that doesn't feel like I'm throwing away all of the work that I've put in my whole life?
That song, The Next 30 Years, man. Not with hope, though.
Is
that song about kids or something? What's that song about? You know that song.
It's actually a really sweet song. I like that song a lot.
No,
yeah.
I do too.
Yeah, I mean, he talks about like partying less and settling down and
More, actually.
Spending more time with his family and all this stuff. And I'm like, we are doing the exact opposite of
actually. Party more, actually. Everyone
less
needs
time
to...
with family. We're partying more.
Yeah.
Less responsibility.
Less just like, fuck it all.
No kids.
Fuck them, you know?
Fuck them.
That's the new slogan for the show. You know, that would be punk. That would be fucking punk. Let's just get some spray paint and we'll leave all the art where it is and we'll just spray fuck them.
I love my art.
Can you imagine showing up here out of nowhere off the street and being
like, can you imagine did your office
get fucking broken into? They didn't break anything. Just spray paint fuck them.
Well, okay. Can we also talk about how like I love our office so much and it's like situated and it's so nice and now I'm like,
I know.
We might move.
I know.
And have to like fucking start from scratch. I don't know. Like,
at least
I don't...
all the places we looked at have grass and trees.
Sure.
So like that should
silver
be good for
lining.
Depression. Right?
Yeah, except that we'll be closer to the East Coast.
Does it actually rain that much in Washington? Does it actually rain that much there?
I think it does.
It
so
does
we might actually have to buy
there.
Seasonal affective disorder lights if we end up in Washington.
We're gonna get
Oregon.
The sads so bads.
Yeah. I already have the sads.
I know, and it's summer. It's sunny here.
Like, what the fuck, man?
Oh man.
Yeah, I think just trying to like process all through all of that stuff has been really confusing.
How can
difficult.
It be so many things all at once? It just makes you wonder, like, did we do something?
Well, I think that's the thing that is also frustrating too is having family that...
You have family? I don't have any. What do you got?
I still have family. They just won't talk to me. Because I'm mean. No, having family that... like raised you on a set of values about like, you know,
hard work
and blah, 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 and like
the right thing.
Well, and like those people never really evolved past that belief system.
Yeah.
And so now while we're toiling, you know, we're twisting in the wind right now, thrashing around trying to make something stick. Those people are just kind of like, well, you know, sure, it's going to be all right, right? I mean,
it might fucking not. It might not.
Aaron's good friends with his boss. Like, can he help? And like, No.
He's looking for a job too.
Yeah, actually, literally. That man is worse off than Aaron is. I know.
I'm glad I'm less qualified. Truly.
Yeah, like it's just, it's frustrating to have to explain that, like, even though I have a master's degree and we did all of the things that we were supposed to do that everybody told us to do.
Wow.
That, like, we are worse off than our parents were at our age with no kids and less debt and more upfront investment and more preparation for this point in our lives. Yeah.
Sorry, metaphorical kids we never had, but fuck them.
Like, even if we had decided that we deeply wanted kids and just needed to postpone it,
I'm glad we didn't now, we would be disappointed.
I would be so heartbroken because we cannot afford them.
Oh, fuck no.
Like, the goodbye,
and also
YouTube.
Too, quite frankly,
goodbye
now,
to the YouTube channel.
Not having, well, why would we say goodbye to the YouTube?
If we had, had kids?
Oh, yes. I was like, I like the YouTube channel.
No, I love the YouTube channel. I don't want to get rid of it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you have to buckle down and be responsible.
Really? Also, but not having kids now feels like protest.
Yeah,
it's punk to not have kids. And I love, every time I see a fucking article written by some stupid fuck
millennials
boomer.
Millennials aren't having kids.
We killed the kid industry. Good job. Good job, guys. We did it. We killed another industry.
Because we can't afford them.
And are like,
and also, what's the incentive?
Causing it? I don't understand.
Yeah.
We're fucking poor and depressed. What do you mean?
Literally.
Like,
but also,
fuck you guys.
Like, even in other countries.
It fills me with joy seeing those articles. I love it. I love it.
Honestly, same. Because even in other countries where they have financial incentives to get people to have kids, right? There's like socialized health care and there's, you know, tax breaks or, you know, whatever. Like financial kickbacks for having kids. Mm-hmm. Even in those countries, the rate of having kids is down. And it's because it's a fucking depressing and demoralizing ass time
also,
to have kids.
I also saw too, I think to replace the birth rate, it's like each family would have to have 6 kids or something.
Yeah.
6 kids?
That's crazy.
6?
A lot of people 6? Can't afford to have like 1 or 2.
Yeah. I'm like, if I don't eat breakfast, at least that's one less meal I have to pay for.
That's, do you
God
really
bless,
think that?
No, not really. Sometimes.
Okay, I was like, pause. That's sad.
But God bless egg bites. God bless egg bites from Costco.
Okay, actually,
that
is kind of what we're noticing, actually, is that processing through this difficult time has been small moments of joy.
Yeah.
One of which is the sous vide egg bites from Costco.
I bought you an emulsion blender for your, it's about to be Bake City.
Yes.
In this
I'm
bitch.
Calling it the Great Depression Bake Off.
Oh my God. That's so good.
Thank you.
I love that. Will we be sharing your bakes in the Discord?
Absolutely.
Oh, you should just, yeah.
Absolutely.
You should just bake
I will.
With your friends.
I would love that.
We'll just
honestly.
Get you a little tripod in there.
This is another thing that I've been really enjoying, which is going analog.
Okay, we've been doing better.
We've been joking about that. That like we are such like little digital babies.
Yes.
And like, you know, playing our video games and our phones and my iPad and like all that stuff. But when I sat down, I was like, you know what used to really bring me a lot of joy is baking. And that is a very tactile thing. It's very
takes
sensory.
Time. You gotta be focused.
Well, and it also is something that you can sort of like, I know it sounds sort of crazy, but like whipping a good meringue mm-hmm. by hand. That'll fucking
hey, there we go. Now we're talking.
Out,
now we're
you know
talking. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing that I thought about. So
that's so smart.
I sat down and looked through all of my recipes.
Yeah,
because I have
so many
cookbooks and recipe books and,
yes.
and all these things that I've inherited from. Like, not just, like, family, but just, like, other places. Like, when
so
I worked as a barista.
Your mom kept so many recipes.
Oh, yes. Well, and when I worked as a barista, I kind of stole some of
the recipes. Oh, that motherfucker stole the recipe from the little
yes!
the little fucking rat that cooks the cookies, bakes
oh my
them.
God.
Is it a mouse?
If you guys ever read the book when you were a kid, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, there's an accompanying cookbook that my parents bought us when we were kids. Oh, it was so fun. And one of the recipes is for peanut butter cookies. It's the easiest recipe. It's 1 egg, 1 cup of peanut butter, 1 cup of sugar.
Yeah.
That's it. Slap that
They're
baby
so
in
good.
A bowl. Fucking.
You gotta reinvent the wheel.
Yeah. And the way that I cook them, I also put in 1
Hold
cup
on.
Of chocolate chips.
What machine was that?
What?
What machine did you just imitate?
On my hands. I was just like slapping it.
I just wanted to know what machine that is. Yeah, okay,
yeah,
go on.
No, but when I make them, I also put a cup of chocolate chips in there because when I was a barista, I worked at a place that was like, oh, we have this proprietary, very special
she's so
cookie
fucking
recipe.
Lucky she lucked into that building. You know how many business owners I know
hold
that...
Hold on.
I'll get fired up. You're right. Go. Keep going.
And they were so protective about it because the regulars loved these cookies and... They were like all so whipped up about it. Guess which cookie recipe it was?
The mouse's cookies the whole time.
That lady ripped a recipe from the If You Give a Mouse a Cookie cookbook.
Also...
And called it a proprietary recipe.
Hello? The exact thing I would expect from that person.
Yeah.
You won't even name names.
I thought that was really funny.
But
yeah. So anyways, I've been going analog, going through all of my recipes.
Thank God I learned guitar.
And I'm really glad that I stole some of the recipes
from
that place too, because some of the baked goods were
also
really
good. Steal them. You had to do them. Is that stealing? Also, it's not their recipe. Also, like,
that's
I
true.
Feel like you can't steal...
That's true. Yeah, because one of the things...
If it has three ingredients, I feel like you can't steal that recipe.
That's true. Well, but like, you know, one of the things I'm making, like what I'm going to make probably today or tomorrow are these mini... they're like galettes.
Smooches.
They're like...
Oh.
Well, I moved the smooches to the week of Christmas because I'm probably going to make cookie boxes for all of our neighbors.
It looks like we're working in a bakery.
Yes.
If everything fails, we'll just open up a food... I feel like we could do food well.
Yeah. Mm. Like most restaurants fail within their first year.
Realistically, you and me could do anything we wanted. I do truly believe that still. I do truly believe that. As long as it doesn't involve math.
Close. Yeah.
No, we could do anything we set our minds to. I still have that. That spirit is still in here. Much of Aaron is dead, but that Aaron is still in there.
I think that part of me is dead, but that's good that you have it because we're sort of one organism at this point. What I was going to say is that what I'm making this week is these little mini galettes. They're like little mini pies or like tarts that have a blueberry like jam on top and then a sweet like cream cheese thing underneath.
Yes. Yes.
So you make like a pie crust and then you like par bake them. And actually, no, you don't, because it's a galette. So you don't. You just make a little pie crust, slap your cream cheese in there, you slap your peanut butter, blueberry. See, this is what I'm talking about. Blueberry stuff on top. And then you just fold the sides instead of making like a pie. You just like, meep, 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 you like fold the little sides. And then you put turbinado sugar on it and you slap those babies in the oven. And they make like little tiny. Oh, they're so good.
They're so good.
It's like the perfect mix of like tart and sweet.
Wait.
And then the crust is like a nice little buttery element. Love. So that's what I'm making this week.
I think too, speaking of us being one organism, that's something else I realized. Again, I always realize this. Whenever we hang out with other people though, I'm like, I have to actively think of a different thing to say to what my normal responses to people would be, because I know you're going to say the same fucking thing. Like, I think more than once, I don't even know if we've talked about this before, more than once, we would go, yeah, uh-huh, oh, yes, totally agree, valid. And like this fucking, fucking boop, 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 machine.
It's like a pattern.
Yes. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, what is Mickey not going to say?
But also, isn't that just kind of the tism though?
Is it?
I think it is.
Pattern recognition? I don't know.
Well, but we also say like valid and fair a lot.
See, sometimes that's where I'm like TikTok. I was like, I think that's just, I don't know. Is that a thing?
I feel like it is.
Are you guys saying that a lot? Valid, fair.
I say that all the time. Like, yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fair.
Fair enough. It's just
or like when I don't know what to say to somebody, I'm like, oh yeah, fair.
Dude, when you that crazy someone and they don't fucking respond, like they don't pick up on it, I need everyone to do a better job of that. Actually, that's my request. If I that crazy you or something in real life, if you get three of them and like please read the signs. It's so awkward.
Alternatively, I would like to challenge you in love.
What if it's with people I don't like?
Alternatively.
Okay, challenge me.
I am embracing, especially like in the safety of my autistic friendships, I'm embracing doing the autistic thing where you're like, I think I'm done hanging out now.
Well, but it's
and like people just get to leave.
That's fair.
But
that's different.
See, look, you just did it again.
Okay, fine.
But in my non-autistic interactions, even with like perfect strangers and stuff, I am challenging myself to conform less to the social expectation and be more honest about what I want. So maybe it's not perfectly safe to say like, I think I'm done with this conversation now, you know?
Yeah.
But it is okay for you to say like, oh, okay. Yeah, no, I hear that. You know, I'm actually pretty tired. I'm going to get going, or, you know, like, oh, I'm distracted. I'm just not really like up for this conversation, whatever. Make an excuse, you know, but just kind of like whoop and like be clear that like, I'm not invested or interested in this conversation. So I'm going to go.
I have been removing myself a lot more lately.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get some water.
Yes.
Be back.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm really tired. You know, I think, or like even just being like, you know, I just don't really, I'm like, I'm all whoop today. I'm just going to look at my phone.
God, I've been doing that a lot lately.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I think I'm just going to look at my phone. Like, no disrespect to you, but I'm just not really up for talking
my
right now.
My screen time has not been great lately.
That's fair. This is why we're going analog.
I'm
telling you, read a paper book, man. It'll make you feel better.
I'm really, like, we need to go to the library.
I spent an hour thumbing through a cookbook of traditional Mexican recipes, and it literally made my brain feel so much better. And also, I felt, like, kind of joyful about it.
I loved the... Is that the white person Mexican cookbook? Oh, that shit is so funny. That shit's funny.
It was like translating traditional Mexican recipes for white people.
But it was made in like the 90s. So it had
probably earlier than that.
It's funny.
It's old. Good, yeah, way. It was like a 60s, 70s cookbook.
Avocado dip, guacamole.
It had like the phonetic pronunciations underneath everything. Well, and then it would describe the recipe for something in ways that a white person would understand. So like the... churros. It was fluted fritters is what you call them. And then it had churros underneath.
Fluted fritters. Fluted flitters.
I thought it was so funny. But I enjoyed it. And it was kind of fun too because I was the way that my family cooks, I've talked about this before, is very like a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Yes. We don't measure things. It's so like the recipe for tamales, the masa for tamales. I'm like, like a little stressed. I don't really know how to do that. But I found like a recipe for it. So I'm like, okay, I can combine like what I remember with like this actual recipe and kind of find the in-between there.
I know it's not
and,
the way.
Like figure that out.
But like if we could make a normal amount of them, I feel like we could actually finish them.
Yes.
Because I feel like we always make like 100 of them.
Well, yes, that's the way.
I know that is the way. I know this is the way. But
our
way could maybe be a little different.
Yeah.
I love that.
As long as we hide an olive in one of them.
And that, I think, is a great place
to
end the episode.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys, for listening to our talk.
Let us know what your thoughts and feels are, how you're working through grief if you're doing that. Let us know what your thoughts and feels are about our recs for working through that, especially, like, I'm very pro going analog in this talk.
Yeah, let's go analog.
I really think, like... paper and pen and reading books and stuff like all of that, I think, is going to be really helpful for me.
We painted while we were on your birthday, and that was really nice.
It was so
also cool. Like we started and I was like, oh, I think like 30 minutes, 40 minutes has gone by, like two and a half hours went by. Yeah, it was like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. That was great. Awesome. It was really nice. You learned how to hula hoop?
Oh my God, I did learn how to hula hoop. I got them. Shakira.
Yeah.
Would be proud.
Honestly.
These hips don't lie anymore.
I joke that boys are shaped like squares or like rectangles.
Like, I feel like I am.
Okay. And like boys are a little bit, but you learned how to like isolate your hips.
Oh yeah, I got it. It felt good.
Yeah.
It felt good.
It was so fun to watch like the progression.
Yeah, it was good. I loved it. It was fun. It was very rewarding.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Was
playing
really
with silly little toys in the yard. It was great.
It was nice.
It's a nice emotional, like physical
good
outlet.
Memory. Good memory.
Yeah.
I feel happy about that.
Me too. I feel happy
about
ourselves.
Look, we got back a little bit of our joy.
Yeah.
Yay. We're working
Good
on it.
For
we're working
us.
Right there.
Yeah. I did forget to tell you guys about my dreams, but we'll tell you on another one.
Save it for another episode. I think we'll be just fine.
My jaw also hurts.
And on that yawn, I'll probably should take a break too. Thank you guys for hanging and hanging out with us.
Yes.
Please, if you'd like to hang out with us or anyone else in the community, please, you can join the Discord. $5 and up channel memberships.
Yeah, either the channel memberships or the Patreon. The Snoosh Blossoms are above.
Snort
get
Lord.
Access to the Discord server. So we love you all the most. Thank you very much. We are
Take
sending
care of
you guys
yourselves.
So much love.
Let us know what you're doing to cope and grieve.
Yes.
And
big internet
hugs
if you want them.
Take care,
and
please.
We'll see you next time. Okay, bye.
Bye.